Lake Region Healthcare's Health and Wellness Podcast, where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Danielle Lesmeister. She is certainly no stranger to Lake Region Healthcare, but she is starting in a new role here as the newest member of our medical group, serving as a mental health nurse practitioner in our Morris and Elbow Lake Medical Centers. So I am happy to welcome you this morning, Danielle, and get to know a little bit more about you and this new role that you are undertaking.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Katie.
Yeah, thanks for making the time. Let's start with just a little bit of background, maybe for people who don't know you. Tell us about Danielle's path up to this point.
Yes, absolutely. My initial goal in life was always to become a nurse practitioner. I had wanted to do this since I was a child. I started out my career in nursing, working in home care with terminally ill children and vent babies. I then transitioned into psychiatric nursing in the home, quite a few years with St. Francis Health Services, and then grew up the ladder with them into a corporate compliance role and oversaw their community care that they provided statewide. That was a fun job, and I got to see a lot of the regulatory side of things. I was involved in a lot of statewide committees and saw the legislative process. And then was asked to sit on the Prairie Ridge Board of Directors, and they happened to be looking for a CEO at that time, and I felt like I could serve in an administrative function a little better than I even could on the Board of Directors. So I applied for that role, and that was 7 years ago, and have been with the organization now, I guess, 7.5 years, serving most recently primarily at the Elbow Lake campus, overseeing the hospital and ambulance services. And my heart always came back to nursing and nurse practitioner into that role. So I chose to pursue my mental health nurse practitioner about 2.5 years ago and started on the path of going back to school and my middle ages and while juggling kids and work and all of the things. I received my undergrad from the College of St. Scholastica and now have completed my psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner role through Purdue Global.
Wow. Yeah. Well, congratulations, first of all. That is no small feat to juggle life and a full-time job and nurse practitioner school.
Yeah.
And so happy that you were able to really fulfill that dream that, like you said, you've had since you were a child. Tell us a little bit more about what inspired this mental health focus in particular.
Yes, absolutely. Well, 19 years ago this week, I had a very good friend commit suicide. Mm-hmm. And I was working in psychiatric nursing at the time, and I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. And that was the trigger that made me decide I wanted to do psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner rather than a family nurse practitioner or another avenue. Mm-hmm. Then life got in the way, and many things happened in my personal and professional life that it just didn't feel like the right time to go back to school, but always kept the desire to pursue psychiatric care and make that better for others going forward, because I don't want anyone else to lose a friend or a sister or a child to their own mental health.
That's a powerful story. Tell us more about, you know, you could have gone anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose to stay at Lake Region, to establish your practice here?
Yeah, so this is my family, and the people that I work with have become like a second family. I had some very challenging things happen in my personal life. I lost my husband to cancer, very unexpectedly after a successful bone marrow transplant. I went through his whole cancer journey, and these people were here to support me, and they were here alongside of me, and they really truly are like family. So when I was leaping out into this new professional world in my 40s, it was natural to stay here.
There is really a special feeling amongst the people here and yes. in an organization this size that I can certainly appreciate that. And as we all know, behavioral health services are so critical, in so much need as more and more people deal with anxiety and depression, other mental illnesses as well. I'd be curious what you might offer for advice for people who are listening and wondering either if they or someone they love maybe needs professional help.
Yes. So we talk a lot about stigma in mental health, and oftentimes we perpetuate that stigma ourselves because we think we can handle it, and we think we're not strong if we ask for help, and we think that by asking for help, that's showing that it's showing that it's a weakness. And I'm here to say that's your strength. And just like you go to the doctor to have your blood pressure checked or get your labs checked, or you go to the gym to work out, or you see a nutritionist to help you with your diet, mental health is just another subset of total body wellness. And you can't achieve health and wellness if not all of those cogs in the wheel are working together. So it is a strength to ask for help. And even if you think your symptoms are minor, sometimes when we lay it all out on the full picture and look at, okay, I guess I'm having trouble sleeping, and, you know, I haven't been as hungry lately, and, you know, I'm feeling kind of weepy and sad occasionally. We put all of that together, and we can get a full picture of why that's happening. And yes, you're doing okay, and you're carrying on, and you're keeping all of the balls in motion, but why do we just want to feel okay? Why don't we want to feel great? Yeah. And some help, you know, either through medications or even just psychotherapy can really get us to great.
So what I hear you saying is, if you're wondering, mm-hmm. and if you are, you know, even just wondering,
yeah,
it's okay, number one, to ask. And even more than okay, it's encouraged.
Encouraged, yes.
Why should we settle for okay?
Yes.
I really love that. Why do you think it is so hard sometimes for us to have that courage or to feel like our mental health is part of our health?
Yeah, I think it's because history has set this standard for us that if we ask for help, we're admitting defeat, and that can't be the forefront of our of anyone's minds anymore. Mm-hmm. We have to recognize that seeking behavioral health care is no different and should be no different than seeking care for anything else. Mm-hmm.
We were not meant to journey alone in any aspect of life, right?
No.
What are some things you think that we all can do to help change that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we can do as healthcare professionals is to break that stigma out and show people that it's okay. Statistics show that the number of people that struggle with mental health issues are far more than anyone ever even anticipated. You know, upwards of 50% of the population have a diagnosed mental health issue. And think of then how many others are not diagnosed and not being assisted. So I think we as healthcare professionals have to continue to talk about this. We have to continue to tell people it's okay. Mm-hmm. We as primary care providers need to encourage our patients to seek this resource and seek mental health care, so they can better balance their holistic care of their life.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about your practice. What can your patients expect maybe in a typical appointment or in a first consult with you? Talk a little bit about that and your philosophy of care maybe.
Yes. So my philosophy of care stems around the patient being the central part of our relationship. In psychiatry, the therapeutic relationship is more important than even in any, I would venture to say, in any healthcare relationship. We have to be able to build a bond, and you have to trust me and I have to trust you. So that first visit is going to be really getting to know each other. I want to know about your medical background, your psychiatric background, any, you know, things that have worked for you, things that have not worked for you, medications that you're interested in pursuing or therapies that you're interested in pursuing. We're going to look at the whole broad picture, because we can't just fix one little problem without putting a Band-Aid on something else. And that is not how I practice. I am holistic. I'm a nurse by training. So we look at the whole person. You know, is your nutrition adequate? Are you getting enough exercise? How is your sleep? There will be, you know, time for us to look at all of you.
Mm, they're all so interconnected, like you said.
Yes.
What about when you're not working? What are the things that you just love to do and bring you joy?
I just love being a mom. Mm-hmm. Anything I can do with my kids is probably my greatest joy. And then, you know, I have a sourdough starter named Frank.
Nice.
That has been with me for 3 years now. I bake bread every week. And then I love to garden. I love anything outside. I really just enjoy following my kids around to their various activities and enjoying nature.
Very impressive that you've kept Frank alive through all of your schooling.
Yes.
And everything as well.
I even brought Frank on vacation once.
Oh my
Yes.
goodness. You're a true sourdough lover. What else would you like us to know about you or about your practice at Lake Region Healthcare?
Yeah. So, you know, we talked a little bit about why I went into this, but also just know that you are not alone in your journey, and I'm here because I want to help you along this journey. I want to help you find your path. I have trained to treat anywhere from babies to elderly adults, and really enjoy that lifespan. I have had my own personal experiences with grief and assisting my children through the grieving process. So have a deep interest in grief and bereavement. I have a deep interest in youth and adolescence after raising my kids through some very difficult times and seeing what trauma can do to your own brain as well as a child's brain. So I'm very interested in assisting that whole lifespan of patients. And also, I want to make access to mental health easy. So if at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're feeling like you need help, you can go and make an appointment right there at that moment. You don't need a referral. You don't need a, you don't need to jump through hoops. You can directly book care with me. Because, you know, if we're feeling that way at 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes we get through that rough spot and we think, oh, I'm fine. I'll make it. I don't need help. And then we wait 2 weeks and we get to crisis at the end of that 2 weeks. And I want to be that stopgap between maybe I need help and crisis, because if we get to crisis, sometimes it's too late. So I want to just make it easy. And I think that that can really change mental health care if we just make it easy.
And we've done that by putting a schedule and appointment button.
Yep.
Right on your profile on the website, right? So lrhc.org, find Danielle Lesmeister there and click that schedule appointment button anytime. Like she said, no referral necessary.
Nope.
All you need is to just say, I'd like to talk.
Yeah.
And I'd like some help. One thing too, I think you mentioned it, but I think it's worth reinforcing that you do both psychotherapy and medication therapy.
Yes, absolutely. That's the really neat thing about psychiatric mental health nurse practitioners now. We are trained, and it's part of our core competency, to provide therapy as well as medication management. So you can build the develop a relationship with one provider across the lifespan. There are some therapeutic modalities that I won't provide. If we need to look at certain specialty therapies, I'll help you find the appropriate therapist to do that. But for general psychotherapy and medication management, it can be a one-stop shop where we can take care of all of your needs at once.
Which is great. And in both Elba Lake and Morris, you'll see patients?
Yes. Yep. I'll be in each location twice a week. We have some really amazing spaces set up in the Morris campus, and just working to finish the spaces in the Elba Lake campus that are set up for children, one space for children and one space for adults. So they're just fun, and I'm so excited to start providing care in those areas.
That is so great. So great. Before we go, I always ask if you could give our listeners one health tip. What would your health tip be today?
Go out and get some exercise in the sun. Some good vitamin D and exercise can really help your mental health, and has been proven to be almost as successful as taking antidepressant.
Such good advice. Get outside, get some sunshine, move your body.
Yes.
Great. Danielle Lesmeister, a familiar face, but now in a new role here at Lake Region Healthcare, psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, seeing patients both in Elbow Lake and in Morris. Welcome to the new role.
Thank you so much.
You are choosing to practice here at Lake Region Healthcare and just really deliver on this passion that you have for helping people.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Danielle Lesmeister and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day today, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.
Thanks.